So she went to Radharani, begged forgiveness and begged for mercy after explaining everything, what service she has got from Mother Yashoda. And the Radharani blessed her. She said, please go ahead. As soon as she, Radharani, said that, immediately one chabi of Krishna settled in the mind of Chitra Devi. Only one chabi, nothing, no confusion, no crowding, no rush there in the mind. Only one mudra was established in the mind of Chitra Devi, and she painted immediately the picture of Krishna. She ran to Mother Yashoda, gave the picture to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda gave the picture to Krishna, and Krishna gave it to Sri Dama, and Sri Dama was kind of little bit solaced, because he was able to watch the picture in the whole night. So this is Chitra Sakhi. This Leela is called as Chitrapat Leela. Huh? I told you Patang Leela. You remember Patang Leela? Krishna flies kites from Nandagaon towards the direction of Barsana. And the Patang Leela, Patang expertise is so much that he can fly the kite in such a way that the shadow will fall in whichever Sakhi he wants to fall in her courtyard. He will decide, today I will fly a kite in such a way that it will fall in Champaklata's house, the shadow. And Champaklata will see the shadow and become blissful. Maybe get mad, maybe start running here and there as per the kite is moving. So this is Chitrapat Leela. I saw this Leela in a drama form in Barsana. And I wanted to tell you about yesterday, about Ghamanda Dev Acharya. Right? When I had explained to you about Karahapur, Champaklata's village. There's a great saint called Ghamanda Acharya, Ghamanda Dev Acharya. Very unusual name, but he was free of pride. He had no pride, but somehow his name is Ghamanda Dev Acharya. He was a great devotee. The whole village buzzes about him. And his photograph is on the altar. Such a great devotee he was. In his dream, regularly he would see Krishna. In his chintan and drishtanta, daytime meditation, he would see Krishna's pastimes. And one time Krishna and Radharani appeared to him in the dream and told him that you please arrange a drama of our pastimes, which he will dictate to you, and please select one boy and one girl as Krishna and Radha. And here is Mor Mukut and here is Chandrika. They removed and gave in the dream that you wear this to that boy Krishna, whom you select as Krishna, and this you wear to the girl whom you select as Radharani. So when he woke up, the two things were in his hand. They appeared out of the dream and came. That means it was true. So immediately he arranged a nice drama, wrote the script and selected characters, and specifically he made an effort to select the boy and a girl. And he personally dressed them, made up makeup. And then he wore them, that Chandrika to Radharani, and to the character of Krishna he wore the Mor Mukut. And the drama began. And lo and behold, what must have happened? Drama was going on, drama ended, and Radha and Krishna disappeared. Because Krishna and Radharani told, whenever you will select and you will wear this mukut to them, we will incarnate in those characters. We will come, appear in those characters. So Radha Krishna disappeared and went to perform their own pastimes in the village of Karapur. Now you can imagine, Ghamanda Dev Acharya had told those parents, I will take your son, take your daughter, and you know, in one sense he borrowed the characters from family. Now he was wondering, what I will tell them? Your son is gone, your daughter is gone. He was crying and crying and crying. And again he got a dream. In the dream, Radha Krishna returned those children to them. And there is an altar of Champaklata's village where there is the picture where one picture is there where Krishna and Radha are giving the crowns. Another picture is there when they are returning these two boys and Ghamanda Dev Acharya is worshipping them, accepting. So why I told the story of Ghamanda Acharya? Because this Ghamanda Dev Acharya is the person who established the current system, what is going on now, of performing Ras Leela performances, drama performances in Brajbhumi. Brajbhumi is very special for this Ras Leela performance. Ras Leela doesn't mean that only they have Ras Leela Nitya. Ras Leela means all pastimes of Krishna. Krishna Leela is called Ras Leela. And there are many famous people, parties, groups who are performing in festival times 15 days and 20 days every day 4 to 5 hours of drama in Braj language. Very sweet, extremely sweet, and most esoteric, most intimate pastimes, like Krishna becoming a person who is selling bangles. He becomes gopi. Krishna becomes flower seller. Krishna becomes brahmachari to meet Radharani. Krishna becomes palmist to meet Radharani. Krishna becomes a sweeper lady to meet Radharani. Krishna becomes Shama Sakhi. Krishna becomes old lady. Krishna becomes so many things to meet Radharani. All those dramas are performed in the Rasleela performance. So this Ghamandita Deva Acharya is that personality who established the standard of performance of these Rasleelas. That's how I remembered it. Anyways, Chitra Sakhi Devi Ki Jai. What I was requesting, that you can also write names of which Sakhi is whose. For example, this Pradanga holding Sakhi is Chitra Devi. And the one Sakhi here holding Tambul, Dalita Devi. Another is holding Veena, that is Vishakha Devi. So you can write down. But when devotees will like to see up and fall down behind, they at least will see the names. You know, it is said that when you have to look up, 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 and all your caps fall down, and you also fall down. So when we have many caps on our head, we cannot appreciate the heights of Krishna Leela. But when you go up and up and up and all the caps fall down, then you can appreciate the Krishna Leela very nicely. So very systematically you have put it upstairs, I know. So Srimati Chitralekha Devi Ki Chikitsapur Van Ki. In Chikitsapur, Chikitsoli, there is also one kunda called Chikitsa Kunda. Or Chitralekha Kunda, sorry. In this place, Chitra Devi took bath with her friends. And before she made this Chikitsavan, very beautiful, it's like a Sankalpa she did. Sankalpa she did by taking bath in Chitralekha Kund. So she excavated the Kund, made the Kund, took bath, and then started constructing her own beautiful village for the pleasure of Krishna. Chitralekha's temple is just below the Vilas Gad. Vilas Gad, when it ends, there is Chitralekha's temple. Very beautiful temple. So, now going back to Radharani's discussions, few minutes we have. Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Day, such a nice father he was, such a pure devotee. Prabhupada said he was a pure devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada would wake up, Abhay would wake up in the morning, hearing the Mangalarti conchel and the bell. Can you imagine? All of our grihasthas should actually arrange to wake their children up with these sounds in the house. Other than some mobile sound, some tunes, something is ringing in the morning and child is getting up at his own time. So Prabhupada woke up every day with ghanti and conchel, you know, such a fortune. And in the bed only he will sit like this and watch the whole Mangalarti. And then he will get ready afterwards. And Gaur Mohan Day would every day call out sadhus at lunchtime and ask them, are you hungry? Please come home and take prasad. And every day some sadhus will take prasadam. It's a very great thing for a grihastha to call sadhus. Anybody's hungry? Anybody hungry? Please come. Before I eat, please come and join us. And after feeding every sadhu, very beautiful, like this Chiksoli Vasis, never with a wrinkle on the face. Always welcoming, always lovingly serving. Take more, no, no, I have diabetes. No, 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 take, take. When you eat kheer of Chiksoli, nothing happens on sugar levels. This is what they tell me every time, you know. I said, no, I have taken my test, I know it increases. But they say, no, no, take more. You can climb on the mountain and all the sugar will digest it. So like that, Gaur Mohan Day would call sadhus every day. Feed them nicely, give them dakshina. And while going, he would tell the sadhus, please bless my son, Abhay, to become a devotee of Radharani. That was his inner desire, to make his son a devotee of Radharani. And Krishna also, Prabhupada also, when he was in the Jaladuta, he wrote a poem. What is that? Krishna Habe, Krishna Punya, Krishna Tava Punya Habe Bhai, Radharani Kushi Hobe. He wrote, you know, one of the first stanzas, he wrote that you will be successful in your life of devotion only when by your service you will be able to please Srimati Radharani. And she will be happy, she will be Kushi Hobe. then you can please Krishna. Otherwise there is no hope to please Krishna, because thousands and millions of people who are dhyanis, yogis, tapis, siddhas, they are trying to attain Krishna, and even one ray from his toenail is not visible to them. What is the scope, you know, in such a crowd, such kind of activities are not giving any hopes. What is the door which can open? Only one door. When Radharani is pleased, then Krishna will look at you. And it is said that if you serve Radharani by serving her devotees, the same day she recommends your name to Krishna. That is why we hold camp in Barsana. Because all Barsana Vasis are those souls which are chosen by Radharani, whom she loves very much, who have done so much of loving devotional activities in the past lives, that they deserve to take birth in Barsana. They have no beauty, they have no knowledge, education, they have no wealth. What are we proud of in life? Beauty, knowledge and wealth, mostly. Then there is many things, strength is there, and then there is so many things are there. But education makes you pride. Education makes you proud. Beauty makes you proud. And money is the topmost to make you proud, right? But all the Barsana Brajvasis, most of them are not good looking. In fact, they are bad looking. There are so many disfigurement in the body. I've seen unbelievable disfigurements in their bodies, birthright or afterwards. And no education, very poor people, no money. They can't even afford 5 rupees to go to another village or Mathura to go to doctor. Why she keeps them like that? Because she doesn't want to make them proud. So purposely she keeps them like that. And then she apparently there are needs created in their life. Like they may be becoming sick or they may be becoming blind because of cataract. So we catch up that point, we go there and hold cataract eye camp, surgery camp. And we were told in the first camp itself by Ramesh Babaji Maharaj that the moment you serve a Brajvasi or Barsana, that day your name is recommended to Radharani, to Krishna by Radharani. So you don't have to go to Barsana itself all time to serve. Even if you serve here sincerely, Radharani will recommend your name to Krishna. So, from where this point came? Chiksoli, Barsana. Srila Prabhupada, Mohan Day, wanted his son to become a devotee of Radharani. And you can see that what a great devotee Srila Prabhupada is and was, and then afterwards developed himself so beautifully as a servant of Radharani. Because he had faith in the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur. And Guru Maharaj is always embodiment of the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And that was the only wealth that he had. He didn't want to take any wealth from anywhere where he went. He only went to give on the strength of the empowerment of the order of his Gurudev. And that is why such miraculous things happened. He was sitting on the bench in a park. An old man was sitting next to him. He had no money, he has no place to stay, he had nothing to eat properly. And still he told that old man that there are thousands of devotees, hundreds of temples and millions of books existing. But there's nothing. It was only in his mind. And from all the current logistical understanding, it could have been understood that this old man is a mad person. He's already into 80s and 70s, late 60s and early 70s. And he has no money and no land, no place to stay for himself also. And he is thinking of hundreds of temples, thousands of disciples and millions of books. But all of those things happened in the course of time. He stood at the steps of Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan and pointed with the cane, there should be a temple over here. And there is a very gorgeous temple today in that place. That is called Radha Gopinath Mandir. Why this happened? Why the words of Srila Prabhupada had so much potency? Because he has truly served and pleased Radharani. That is why Radharani and Krishna are obliged to fulfill every word that he speaks as his own desire. Like Krishna was obliged to come from the pillar when Prahlad said, yes, I am here also. He is my Lord, is here also. So Prahlad, Prahlad's word was so powerful that he pleased Krishna so much that Krishna obliged Prahlad by appearing in the pillar to fulfill his word. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada served and pleased Radharani so much that whatever he said is coming true even after he left, because Radha Gopinath temple didn't come up when he was there. It came up in 1986, as a small two rooms, and took so many years to develop. So many years passed and then it appeared. So Prabhupada did so much service even after he left this world. He left with 108 temples and now there are 600 centers in the world. So much more preaching he did after he left this world, right? All because of the potency and mercy of Radharani, which he achieved so gracefully in his life. So now in few minutes remaining, I would like to tell one story to you of Radharani's mercy. What kind of mercy is available by Radharani, from Radharani to us? You must have heard the name of Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama is such a personality. You know, in one sense, it appeared that he was a very hopeless character. Although he was a son of a Brahmin, Dronacharya, great Pandit himself, great martial arts, as a Kshatriya, he was a very unique personality. His childhood was also austere. He had to drink milk, not exactly milk, but flour made into water, and he had such austerities. But still, he came up. But he went inside of Duryodhan. And he did so many atrocities and supported Duryodhan in all his conspiracies. But finally, he did a very bad thing. He actually killed Krishna's five sons of Pandavas. You know, that too, they were sleeping in the night, and because he couldn't bear the pain in Duryodhan's body because of Bhimsen's attack on him, on the desire of Krishna. So angry to see Duryodhan in that scene, that in condition. He said, I will please you. But actually Duryodhan was not really pleased when he heard all those things. Because he was also a Kshatriya, Veer Purush. But nonetheless, in the middle of the night, he put fire on the one side of the tent. And from next side of the tent, everybody was running in confusion, in darkness. And they were just chopping off everybody's head. And in the process, five sons of Pandavas were killed. And they thought Pandavas are killed. But Pandavas are in a different tent. They couldn't figure out properly. Anyways, Draupadi was so much upset, so much sad to see her young, promising sons who did such chivalry in the war were killed. And then Bhimsen and Arjuna got very angry. And Arjuna got on a chariot with Krishna as charioteer and started chasing. And then after he released Brahmastra to kill the Pandavas, then he released Brahmastra to kill the last heir in Pandava dynasty, that is Parikshit. You can imagine the mentality, he wanted to just, last sprout in the Vamsha of Pandavas, he wanted to pluck it off, finish off. Such kind of heinous mentality he imbibed in the last life, last time of the Mahabharat war. And then Krishna chased in the chariot. In the beginning, Ashwatthama was also on chariot, running. And then Krishna chased very fast. And Ashwatthama's chariot horses got tired. Ashwatthama got down the chariot and started running. So Krishna also got down the chariot, and Arjuna also got down the chariot and started running. And they caught him. When they caught him, they brought her, dragged him, arrested him, tied him up, and dragged him to Draupadi. And said, Draupadi, whatever you say, we'll do with him. Bhimsen was ready with his club to smash him to death. But Draupadi, being a great personality, amazingly, she said, don't kill him. Well, everybody was ready to smash and make him into pulp. Kill him there only. She said, I have undergone so much pain by losing my five sons who are very dear to me. I do not want Guru Mata, Kripi, to undergo the same pain if this fellow is killed. So please leave him. Bhimsen was boiling. Said, how can you just do this? You have to kill him. He deserves that punishment by all the laws of scriptures. But still Draupadi said, I will not like to kill. And then there was discussion. Bhimsen wants to kill and Draupadi doesn't want to kill. So Krishna orders Arjuna, you kill him, but don't kill him. You kill him, at the same time don't kill him. Please do the needful. Arjuna was not only a chivalrous warrior, he was a very intelligent, very devoted, very spiritually intelligent person. So Arjuna took all his hair off, you know, took his mustache half off, half beard off, half hair off, keep some bunches of hair here and there, which means insult. Same thing was done by Krishna to Rukmi when he was stealing Rukmini. It's not killing, but insulting. And for a warrior, insult is worse than death. So he was insulted. On top of that, when such insult was there, he was saying, kill me, but don't do this with me. But they were determined, whatever they wanted to do. So they humiliated him by this way. And on top of that, Krishna plucked his mani on his forehead, which was the source of his strength. And it was not over here by taking the money. He became nistej, he became pale. On top of that, Krishna cursed him. He said, your wound will never get healed. Your wound will constantly keep oozing up pus and blood. Nothing will relieve you of the pain which will be coming out of this wound. And you will not die also. Can you imagine? Suffering is guaranteed from all sides. No medicine will work on you. It will not heal on its own. The bodily mechanism of immunity will not work. You will have to just suffer and suffer and suffer and keep wondering. You will like to die, but you will not die also. Go, get lost from here. And thus he was chased away. You can imagine how much pain he underwent. So much crying, agonizingly painful. Was going from place to place, trying to relieve himself, burning in pain. So he went to Lord Shiva. Please, O Kedarnath, O Shivji Maharaj, please relieve me. He said, sorry, I can't do anything. My boss has already cursed you. Who am I to counter curse or counter, you know, help you? I'm sorry, I cannot help you. So he went to Brahma from there. And Lord Brahma also said same thing. I may be the topmost creature in this whole universe, but my master, Sri Krishna, has cursed you. Who am I to counteract on that curse? I'm sorry. But he said, where do I go? I have come to topmost authority. Please tell me something. That time Brahma said, please go to Barsana. I'm cutting short story. He wandered to all the demigods. He wandered to all the places in the universe, asking for some relief of his pain. Finally, he had come to Brahma. So Brahma said, okay, you go to Barsana and you worship Radharani. Maybe she is very kind, very compassionate. Maybe she will take compassion on you. And she will forgive you and save you. So he went to one place. Those who are sleeping, they can wake up. I am telling you, a very beautiful place now. 5 minutes time. He went to a place called Pipasavan. And Pipasavan is about 6 kilometers from Barsana, towards Chhata, near Khadirvan, near 3 kilometers from Anjanok. So he went there and performed his tapasya, praying helplessly to Radharani's mercy. And in short, that is the place where Radha and Krishna meet together to satisfy their thirst of meeting by performing Raslila over there. Also Shamkund, Radhakund over there. When Radharani got thirsty and tired, Krishna dug a kunda and drank, gave her water. When Krishna became thirsty, Radharani made a kunda and gave water to Krishna. And pipasa is intense thirst. Pyas is normal thirst, Krishna. Or pipasa is intense thirst. So they satisfy their thirst of meeting in that pipasa one. It's a rastali actually. They perform rastila over there. There he performed tapasya. And sure enough, Radharani appeared to him. And he begged forgiveness and mercy and compassion. And Radharani relieved him of all the pain, healed the wound, and also blessed him that you will be free from all sufferings in life. Now you stay here in my dearmost Pipasavan and you protect this one. This is very dear to us. We perform Rasila over here, protect all the places over here. So Ashwatthama is still living over there in Pipasavan because he had a curse that he will not die. He has to live till the end of the million, end of the creation, whatever, universe. So he is living there even today also. And the sadhus who are pure devotees, who are performing bhajan, they get darshan of Ashwatthama there. Ashwatthama is very kind to all the sadhus. And one unique thing of that forest is, if you take ever wood for your own selfish purposes, from that forest, person will become blind, paralyzed or die. And this happened only 1 month back. Somebody, you know, youthless fellow went and took some wood from there. By the time he reached home, he was blind. He couldn't see what's happening. So somebody told him, "What have you done? Go back and put the wood back." As soon as he went and put the wood back, he immediately got the vision back again. This is just 1 month back, huh? And many stories are there in the past also. So you can take wood from that pipasa one for doing your bhandara or festival or prasadam or offerings. You can do that. And in that forest you will find lots of wooden piles always there. So what are these piles? Those are the piles of remaining wood that somebody has taken, and after bhandara some wood is remaining, they come back and pile it over in the forest only. Nothing, no extra wood for your own purposes, only for Krishna's service. It's a very unique, unbelievable Achintya forest, Pipasa one. And in our yatra, we have planned to take devotees over there. So we explored that. We were going there for many years. Barsanayakam devotees are gone there many times. But the big yatra had not gone there. So this time maybe we will take devotees over there if everything works out well. And Krishna willing, Ashwatthama willing, you can go there. So to conclude our Radhashtami discussions, this is the extent of Radharani's mercy. Even if Krishna is angry on somebody and he may cursed, such kind of curse, the way it is given to Ashwatthama. I mean, I don't think anybody has got such kind of curse, you know. Everything is blocked from all sides. So much pain. Even then Radharani can relieve you, can relieve a sinner. This is the extent of compassion. Karuna Mahi Karuneshwari Srimati Radharani. So this story, when we hear, we get hope. We feel hopeful that I may be worse than Ashwatthama also. What is my hope? My hope, if I pray to Radharani, she is so kind, simple hearted, uncomplicated, Boli Gopi Radhe Radhe, she will immediately forgive you. If you have true, genuine feelings of prayer and Karuna, in with Karuna you pray, the sincere, genuine feelings of heart, that sincerity is important, you know. When helplessly, sincerely we pray to Radharani and repent, the most important feeling is repent. I will not do it again. The repentance has to be there. That has been noted by Radharani. And immediately she will forgive you. She will forgive all of us. So let us play on the occasion, festive season of Radharani appearance day. We are also sinful. We have sinful activities. We have piles of sinful reactions. We have sinful proclivity, tendency, and we have enough big seed of sinful desires in our heart. In one sense, our situation is very hopeless. Whatever we are attempting to perform devotion also, so many anarthas are bothering us. Sex desire is coming in between, anger, pride, lack of cooperation, and so many envious tendencies are bothering us. And we sometimes feel, is there any hope? So many years have passed, don't see any change in the heart. Any consciousness is not changed, still more and more desires are popping up and we are so disturbed. We must take shelter of Radharani at her lotus feet. Pray to her to help us. Engage us in Krishna's service and release us of all the anarthas and make us eligible to serve Krishna. Because her nature is, even the most insignificant new devotee, she will tell Krishna, here is a devotee. She has such good qualities. He is better than me also. Please accept him as your servant. She can do this and Krishna will listen to her. But Krishna is completely enamored by the love that she gives him. And if she recommends, Krishna cannot refuse. There is no question. What is most relevant in the whole festival of Radhashtami and all the pastime that we discussed, what is most relevant to us is this fact. That she recommends and Krishna accepts. If we understand this, that is enough, I think, conclusion of Radhashtami festival. Srimati Radharani ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
श्री बरसाना धाम की जय।